next Dr. Phil.
What an excellent day for an exorcism.
Dr. Phil trades in his therapist hat for a collar as he descends into the pits of hell to deliver a Pop-Tart from her several demons. It's the exorcism of Britney Spears.
You're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. What do you want from me today? Are you mad?
I'm the devil.
That's a load of crap.
Now kindly undo these straps.
Right now, you're really playing the victim. I think you like being a victim because it's easier for you to rebel. Why are you so hair-triggered? Are you avoiding reality?
Next Dr. Phil, right after Oprah.
The X-Zone radio and TV show is largely an opinion talk show. All opinions, comments, or statements of fact expressed by Rob McConnell's guests are strictly their own and are not to be construed as those of the X-Zone radio and TV show or in any manner endorsed by Rob McConnell, Relmar McConnell Media Company, Talkstar Radio Network, its affiliated stations, or employees.
Radio. Welcome to the X Zone, a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. Now, here's your host, Rob McConnell.
Paperback writer.
Welcome back to the X-Zone, everyone. My name is Rob McConnell, and I'd like to take this opportunity of welcoming our affiliates who are joining us now on the Talkstar Radio Network, including AM 580 CFRA in the nation's capital of Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. Our toll-free number is 1-877-528-8255. That's toll-free throughout the U.S., Canada, Alaska, and Hawaii. My email address is xzone@talkstarradio.com. On MSN Messenger, talkstarradio@hotmail.com, and our website, www.xzoneradio.com. Just for your information, this is what we call jobs before they were famous. George Clooney, in his native Kentucky, Clooney sold men's suits and shoes and worked in a department store stockroom. He also cut tobacco, earning $3 an hour. Upon arriving in L.A., he did odd jobs for his aunt, singer-actress Rosemary Clooney, worked construction and cleaned a theater to pay for his acting lessons. Katie Couric, as CBS's perky evening anchor, landed her first job as a desk assistant at ABC, where she worked for veteran news anchor Sam Donaldson. Ellen DeGeneres, the worst job I ever had, and I lasted a half day, was I worked in a glove factory in Atlanta, Texas. It was horrible. I was checking for too many fingers or a hole or something, and gloves would just go by. Everything I did was 9 to 5. I just hated it. I worked in a law firm. I was a court runner. I just hated being in an office. Faith Hill, before she was Mrs. Tim McGraw, selling more than 30 million records and earning countless awards. Faith Hill was trying to make it big in Nashville. Hill sold T-shirts and a renowned country music event, Fanfare, worked as a receptionist at a music publishing company, and packaged fan merchandise for country legend Reba McEntire. Denzel Washington, his very first job at a local barber shop was when he was just 11 years old. Denzel says, I learned a lot about business, just about the value of the dollar. Washington said on the Oprah Winfrey Show, I was brushing collars. I think my base salary was $11, and I could turn it into 50 if I was good. So there you go. Who was doing what, when, where, why, and how? And all right, you knew this was coming sometime tonight. the top five signs your candidate's presidential campaign is in trouble. No, I'm not going to mention the guy from New Mexico. All right, number one, only celebrity endorsement so far is from the Aflac Duck. Aflac. Bumper stickers are written in crayon. There's no takers yet on the free campaign tattoos. Drafted as the candidate by the If No One Else Is Available party, and when announcing candidacy accidentally reads concession speech. There you go, Exo Nation, and that is the top five signs your candidate's presidential campaign is in trouble. When we come back from this two-minute commercial break, I will be joined by Redick Harris. We're going to be talking about the Exo Book Club. And the website there is www.xzonebookclub.com. The site will be officially launched later on this month. We'll give you the day and the time, and we're also going to be telling you who our first author is going to be. 1-877-528-8255 is toll-free throughout the U.S., Canada, Alaska, and Hawaii. My name is Rob McConnell, and this is The X-Zone, and we're broadcasting live from our studios in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, exclusively on the Talkstar Radio Network. Don't go away. We'll be back in two.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
I wonder who wrote the book of love. Tell me, folk who wrote the book of love. I've got to know the answer. Was it someone from above? I wonder who wrote the book of love.
Welcome back to the X-Zone, everyone. The X-Zone Book Club is getting ready to launch. It'll be launching later on this month. And I've got to tell you, the inspiration for the X-Zone Book Club is my guest this hour, Redick Harris. And Redick Harris is also the publicist for L.Y. Marlowe. And Redick, how are you, my dear friend? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. I'm very well.
Now, Redick, you are the inspiration for the book club. It's a great idea, and what we're going to be doing is we are going to be launching www.xzonebookclub.com. It's going to have chat room. It's going to have message board. It's going to have bios. We're going to be able to direct you to some of the best authors going, and we're also going to invite authors on for questions from the X-Zone Nation. And Redicka, who's going to be our first author?
Your first author is going to be, da-da, you ready to announce it?
Go right ahead.
L.Y. Marlowe.
A great lady. And people, I'm sorry?
No, I was going to say the book is Color Me Butterfly.
And it's a great story. It's got a great message in it. And it's a very inspirational book. I've heard a lot of positive feedback from people who listened to the show, listened to L.Y. and who bought the book. And it's great to see books making positive differences in people's lives.
Exactly. And she wrote the book very courageously, because I'm sure you know by now, because of our dialogue and dialogues that maybe others have had with you, that it is a true memoir of her life. Mm-hmm. And her family's life. And, you talk about a lot of great issues on your show, global issues, and many of the things that you talk about still are based in the places that we come from, the families that we're born into, the different lessons that our soul came here to learn, and it projects out into the universe in various ways. And this particular book is so phenomenal, not just the story, unbelievable story of horrific abuse, but also inspiration. L.Y. Was a former IBM executive, and, I mean, she had 250 people reporting to her, And she left that all behind in order to write this true family memoir, to champion a cause that's very, very rarely written about, which is intergenerational abuse. And intergenerational abuse is the basis for all of the abuse that we see around us. You know, great-grandma did it, the great, you know, and then it goes, you know, and the daughters see it and accept it, and the sons see it and project it, okay? And this particular book starts back in the 1940s with her grandfather, who horrifically abused his 8 children, I mean, to extremes that are unbelievable, made his 8 children strip naked and would take them down into the basement to beat them until they bled, made his teenage daughter, L.Y.'s mother, strip in front of her high school friends and beat her. This man made his 3-year-old child cooked, and he cooked a rat and made the 3-year-old child eat it because the child was a bedwetter. And, of course, this went to another generation and another generation in various forms. And L.Y., in hearing these stories and being an abuse survivor herself, decided to champion this cause and to write this book. The book, as you know, Rob, because you and I communicate, has just won its 5th award. That's unheard of. I mean, this book has only been out a few months. It's won 5 awards already. And the 5th award was an international accolade in the London Book Festival. We got word of that just before the holidays. So that was our Christmas present.
Are we making a difference when it comes to abuse?
You know, I want to say yes, because of the fact that, you know, not too long ago, I would say in, you know, 20 years, that we just didn't hear as much about it. The word domestic violence, domestic abuse was not as common as it is right now, and particularly back in L.Y.'s grandmother's time, you just didn't hear about that. It's just, you know, your husband hit you or something like that, and unfortunately, you were even taught to suffer through that. And our grandmothers were unaware of the ramifications of that. So I would say yes, Rob, we are making some headways. You know, there are agencies that champion this. There are groups of individuals who are supporting women who want to move forward with that, and even males who want to not have that legacy, you know, that passed on, because that legacy. I love this term I heard and read rather, Rob. It was just before the holidays. We need to go towards domestic peace. I love that term, domestic peace, because from domestic peace, we can see peace in the world, and all of the unrest in the world we see is based on not having domestic peace. You know what I mean?
I sure do, and I think domestic peace is a wonderful word.
I love that. Yeah. Love that terminology. I mean, you know, the monster of monsters. I heard, you know, listen to the first couple of hours of the show, and have listened to your show, you know, since I met you. And, you know, folk were talking about wars and this and that and the other, which I've heard on other shows. Let's take the example of the monster of monsters, Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler even told his secretary how his father horrifically abused him and his mother. He would get a big stick and beat him. Okay, well, that was done to Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler grew up and became the monster that he was, okay? It starts from the home. It starts from recognizing what's not creating peace and really, really propagating what will create peace in your home with the people that you call your family and your friends. And again, I applaud L.Y. I'm not only her publicist, I'm a friend, as you know, that this book definitely grabs you. I mean, it actually grabs you and pulls you through not only a great story, which reads like a novel, but the process of how these things get passed on. The mores that are propagated through, you know, staying in situations like that. But at the same time, the book, you know, I don't want folks to think that it's morbid, but there are some very, very inspirational moments in the book. Very inspirational.
The fact that L.Y. wrote the book and the book is doing so well is definitely a sign that millions of people are finding it very inspirational.
Yes, it is, and it's informative. And, again, you know, we get countless emails every day. Either they're either in one or two categories. Either they're asking, well, is this true? Did this really happen? And we're going, yes, it really happened. Or we get, oh, well, you know what? This has happened in my family.
Oh, geez.
You know, I didn't, you know it was happening in other people's families. I had passed on and passed on. You know what I mean? That those are the two categories that the majority of the emails that we get fall in.
So I would imagine Elwy's book is now being looked upon by women who are in a similar situation as a guiding light into what must be a very dark existence.
Big time, big time. The book definitely has touched a nerve. We've been, you know, very overwhelmed with, you know, in a good way with the response. It is touching a nerve with women, and it's touching a nerve. We get wonderful emails from men in various formats, some who have came from backgrounds of that themselves, some who are working in the field of violence awareness in various ways, and the whole gamut from college professors to other individuals. I must share this story, too. L.Y. speaks all over the country, okay? And the most touching story that I've heard from a male so far was one where she was speaking at a live event up in New Jersey that a center sponsored. And this gentleman stood up, and this is just to give you an example, how it, you know, her story and the book Color Me Butterfly is really bringing up some emotions and karma to be healed, hopefully, and let go and for enlightenment. This gentleman stood up, and he had read the book, and he said, "Ma'am, when I was a little boy, my father, who was in the military, would beat my mother. Whenever, you know, a little five-year-old boy, you know little boys are protective of their mothers, he said,
sure,
whenever my dad would beat my mom, I would approach her, Mommy, Mommy, you know, are you okay? You know, are you okay? And his mother would, of course, accompany him and say, yes, honey, just brush Mommy's hair. And she would put her head in his lap, and he would take his hand. You know how kids love their playing, you know, Mommy's hair, and he would just rub her hair. After one session where the father had beat the mother and the father left, the little boy went up to him, Mommy, 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 you know, are you okay? Again, the lady said, honey, just brush my hair. Mommy will be okay. A few minutes after he started brushing her hair, he heard an ice cream truck outside. You know how kids are when they hit ice cream trucks. He said, Mommy, Mommy, can I have a quarter for some ice cream? Mommy didn't move.
Oh.
Mommy, Mommy, can I have a quarter for some ice cream? He was rubbing her hair. Mommy didn't move. Dad walked in the door in that moment. Dad, can I have a quarter for some ice cream? He approached the little boy and the mother and went to grab her, you know, and was cursing, and why don't you give him money, and shook her, and she plopped to the floor. The mother had died, and the little boy.
Reddick, stand by. We've got to take a news break with some words from our fine sponsors. Reddick Harris is our special guest. She is the publicist for L.Y. Marlowe. She's also the young lady helping us get the X-Zone Book Club up and running. Visit L.Y.'s website, www.colormebutterfly.com, and the website for the book club, www.xzonebookclub.com. I'll be back after these commercials as the X Zone continues live and around the world on Talkstar. Have you ever had a psychic reading from the psychics at Premier Psychics? If not, then this is the time to do so. All first-time callers will receive a reading of 10 full minutes for just $25. And upon completion of that call, an extra 10 minutes will be added to your account at no additional charge. The 10 free minutes is Premier Psychic's way of saying happy holidays.
Call Premier Psychics now, toll free at 1-866-803-6593 or visit them at their new and exciting website at www.premierpsychics.com. A very Merry Christmas and the very best of the new year to one and all from everyone at Premier Psychics, where the extra E in Premier stands for excellence.
Once again, that toll-free number is 1-866-803-6593 or visit Premier Psychics online at www.premierpsychics.com.
Hi, this is Eric Rawls of Cosmoverse.com, and you're listening to Rob McConnell in the X-Zone.
Hi, this is Blade Runner, and you are listening to Canada's number one paranormal radio show, The X-Zone, with Rob McConnell.
Hi, I'm Laura Sabrin of Feast of Fields Organic Vineyard in Jordan, and you're listening to Canada's number one paranormal radio show, The X-Zone, with Rob McConnell.
Hi, my name is Lady Ashley, the White Witch of Niagara-on-the-Lake, and you're listening to Canada's number one paranormal talk radio show, The X-Zone, with Rob McConnell.
Welcome to The X-Zone, a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. Now, here's your host, Rob McConnell.
Marlowe's publicist and our good friend Reddick Harris is our special guest. And Reddick, welcome back. And you know, I was listening to the news about the guy who threw four children over an 80-foot bridge. Then we have the lady in Washington who was served by marshals, and they found the remains of four children.
Yes.
What is going on in the world?
That's the simple question, Rob. What's going on in the world? Because we see it, it blasts through the media all the time. I think the more complex and more important question is what's going on in individuals,
mm-hmm.
and where did it start, and what will it take to alleviate it or heal it. Okay, so it won't pass on. So we can see the light at the end of the tunnel in many ways. These acts are motivated by a lot of different things, of course, negative things, but, you know, from some of them definitely came from abusive backgrounds themselves. Sometimes there's, you know, alcohol and drugs involved. You know, the reasons can go on and on, but it still has to come back to, you know, what's going on in the individuals, because what's going on in individuals projects out into the world, and I hear you talk about that all the time.
Radhika, I've got a question here from one of our listeners that are listening to us in Anchorage, Alaska. And his name is Tim, and Tim says, Radhika, I love listening to you on the X-Zone. I've ordered a copy of L.Y.'s book, but what do you say about someone who needs counseling but refuses to go to counseling?
You know, it's one of those things where, depending on your relationship with the person,
mm-hmm.
you can kind of gauge how to approach them. For example, you know, depending on your relationship with that person, you can choose to be that ear that can eventually guide them to something, okay? I've done that with some individuals myself. Also, it's a case where you might want to ask other individuals that are close to them to approach them, okay? If the situation is extreme, the way our society is set up, sometimes intervention can come if it's mandated by courts, but of course there's sometimes a consequence mm-hmm. for that. But I say where children are involved, you know, always, you know, take whatever route necessary, by any means necessary, to protect them, because adults are a whole other thing. But all you can do is just tell that person that I'll be your ear, okay? I'll be the person that you can at least pick up the phone, even if you don't do anything in that moment. You know what I mean? Because
right.
there might just come that day when that person will say, well, okay, you know, I'm ready to do something. And be very frank. And also I'm very, you should know, Rob, I'm a very direct person.
Yes, you are.
Uh-huh. And I have told, you know, I remember one girlfriend in particular, you know, I listen and support her, and I said, I'm going to tell you right now, you're draining me, because it doesn't help them if you become the person that they come to dress their wounds mm-hmm. just to go back in and get shot up some more. And I told, the next time you call me, you need to tell me that you want me to come and get you so we can go get some help and you can get out of there. Do not call me. You know, yeah, you have to take a gamble sometime, but if you develop a certain relationship with a person, you can. And you know what? The next time she called me, it was 6 months later, but she did call me, and I got out of there. And you know why she did it? She knows I love her. She wasn't so sure about him.
1-877-528-8255 is our toll-free number. Reddick Harris is our very special guest. Reddick, I have another email here from a gentleman listening to us in Sacramento,
Ooh,
California.
Ooh, lots of men.
Yeah.
That's saying, just me.
You bring it out in all of us, right?
Yeah, that's right.
he is basically saying that he knows his relationship needs counseling, but the response he gets all the time from his wife is, we don't need to pay someone to solve our problems. We can solve them ourselves.
But obviously, that's not true.
Exactly.
And as far as him trying, you know what? If she doesn't go, he should go. Because sometimes, if one goes, the other will follow. And he might have to make some strong decisions. Mm-hmm. He might have to make some strong decisions for himself. The healthier you are, the better you can uplift whatever situation that you're in. And if she's in denial right now, the worst thing he could do is to help her support the denial. You know what I mean? So he should go himself, and possibly if he gets a therapist, and I tell everybody, go to one that you feel comfortable with, not one, the other,
mm-hmm.
or a support group, possibly that therapist or counselor or whomsoever will give him some tips on how to motivate her to go. Also, he might want to ask somebody that is close to her or a family member. Because, yeah, sometimes we do have to pay people to help us in various ways. Yes, we do. If the communication has broken down to the point where he's emailing us, something's wrong.
Yeah. Maybe we're the voice of reason that he needs to hear and say, all right, if she won't go, go yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Get healthy yourself wherever you are. Get healthy yourself. And then you can assist the process in your home, or, again, you might have to make some strong decisions if that doesn't change. Because, you know, if it's not healthy for you, if you have children, it's not healthy for the children either.
When people don't want to seek help, is it a problem of ego? Are they afraid of hearing the words that we all don't want to hear, that it could be our fault? We could be part of the problem?
Yes, that I believe that that's a big, big, big part of it. But usually people who are caught in these dysfunctional situations who don't want to do anything mm-hmm. about it, sometimes is a pattern that, again, that thing of coming from a background where these patterns feel normal, you know? They feel normal until they can walk through the work that needs to be done to something that is actually healthy and normal. But many individuals are in such denial based on patterns that they came from, and they just don't see it any other way until something unfortunately horrific happens, or someone that I knew a while ago told me something I never forgot. This person is the executive director of a mental health center, and we were talking about something similar. He says one of the biggest things he has to tell some people, or has had to tell some people, is that sometimes leaving is therapy too for that person, for somebody that's in denial. You know, it's not always about staying with them. Leaving is therapy too. We don't help individuals on a bigger scale, Rob. We don't help adults by accepting unacceptable behavior all the time. We don't. Not at all. Doesn't help us grow, doesn't help them grow. Mm-hmm. And sometimes a situation is one, if it's not repairable and it continues to make you sick, and we know enough now to know that emotions and mentalities can even affect us physically. Sometimes, again, you have to make those strong choices. And you know what? When you do, a lot of time the person will say, well, gosh, I thought I was okay, but I guess I'm not. I guess I better go with him. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You know, I thought everything, you know, but when they really get, you know, peeled the layers and all that, mm-hmm. and I was in denial, or I'm the product of whatever, or I just didn't want to do the work, or I felt like you would see me and then not want me. That's a big one, too, because they don't want to see themselves, okay,
mm-hmm.
even though a piece of them might, you know, really know something's really wrong, but the insecurity is so innate that they're afraid that if I go ahead and tell them that I'm screwy, then that'll really give them a reason to leave me, you know what I mean? But we're all, you know, 12 hours a day and 12 hours a night. We all are. We're all 12 hours a day and 12 hours a night, and we're here to learn to walk through it in balance. That's
life
all.
Is a learning process. We never stop learning.
Never. Never, ever, 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 ever. Part of learning, sometimes too, is you know, remembering things we already know or relearning something.
Mm-hmm.
And if we continue to be open, be open and open to other people. I had someone ask me once. I used to work with teenagers. And they said, this kid I'll never forget, he was 16, he says, Miss Harris, how'd you get so smart?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, honey, I'll tell you. I said, because I listened to people. God gave you two ears and one mouth for a reason. So learning, you know, educating ourselves about everything, and I do mean everything, is so, so important, but particularly the human dynamic and relationships and all that, because everything in life we do, whether it be business or, you know, what you do and all that, it's based on communication and relationship. There's not one thing on this planet not based on that. And that's the richest resource you can have, you know, knowing how to do that.
And another resource that a lot of people don't realize is our golden resource are the children.
Mm-hmm. And, all the way around.
Exactly.
And they are just, and some of these kids that are coming out now, good Lord, I don't know where, you know what I mean? They're coming from planets unknown, you know what I mean? They're so enlightened and so mm-hmm. smart and so on top of everything and so aware of what's going on. You know, I hear kids in grocery stores telling their mom, "No, mom, that has too much sugar." You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Or telling their dad, "Stop smoking."
Yeah.
You know, it's the kids and what we pass on creates what we're in. Okay. Period.
If you want to get a message to the parents, tell it to the children.
Yeah, and if you want to see what's going on with the parents, look at the children, particularly as they walk through their own lives toward adulthood, definitely. Which, again, is why I applaud L.Y. Marlowe for the book she wrote. She said that once she wrote it about these four generations of her family, she, of course, the first person that she allowed to read it was her mother.
Mm-hmm.
Because she wanted the approval of the family, and of course her mother's approval was paramount. And she said that after her mother read it, she saw her expression change. It was like a healing. You know, it was like she was purged. And she told L.Y., you know, "I'm very proud of you. Very, very proud of you." And, you know, you were talking about learning.
Yeah.
That's why the book club is so important. You know, there's many prominent book clubs in the world. Now, I'm sure you know, of course, everybody knows Oprah that has millions, and so you have that capacity. And having a book club creates a worldwide forum for discussion. You know, we love you, Rob, but you only own 4 hours. But having that book club, the chat room, the message board, is going to create 24-hour dialogue for the Exo Nation on all the issues you discuss and beyond.
Just imagine all the people will be able to help.
Yes. Yes. And again, you know, getting the book, reading it after, you know, a month or so,
mm-hmm.
you know, your author will be on and they can email questions and as well as
call in and ask the questions.
And call in.
Reddick, stand by, my dear. You and I have to take a commercial break. We'll be back shortly. Reddick Harris is our special guest. We're talking about the X-Zone Book Club. www.xzonebookclub.com. And if you'd like to find out more about this fascinating book called A Color Me Butterfly and L.Y. Marlowe, visit their website, www.colormebutterfly.com. My name's Rob McConnell. This is The X Zone, live and around the world on Talkstar.
Like an old time movie about a ghost from a wishing well, in a castle dark or a fortress strong with chains.
Reddick Harris is my very special guest, and Reddick, it's always great having you here with us. Do me a big favor, would you? Please give my best to L.Y.
I will, my dear, and I just want to say real quick, hey, Exo Nation, let's start off the new year reading about domestic peace, seeing how you can relate to that, the domestic peace created by this family in Color Me Butterfly, relating that to what's around you. I think it's the perfect book to start off your book club. I think it's the perfect book to start off the new year. You can find Color Me Butterfly not only at the website, but on Amazon and at all major bookstores.
All right, let's go to our caller. We have Donna in Ottawa listening to us on AM580 CFRA. Hi, Donna.
Hello there.
Hey,
I just wanted to say what a good idea, and I think I was number one to sign up on the day
it was first mentioned. Yes, you were. And by the way, congratulations on winning the Dr. Rand Project with your entry of Project Pace.
Yeah, that's kind of neat, eh?
I think that was well deserved. And once again, congratulations. We were hoping to get you on with Dr. Rand tonight.
Oh, I see. I don't get it until after midnight.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to do an interview with you and Dr. Rand because he's so anxious to speak to you.
Well, excellent.
Well, I'm glad that you like the idea of the book club. And, you know, what we want to do, Donna, is just help as many people as we can.
Yeah, I think it is an excellent, excellent idea, and I'm really excited about it, and I hope that the Exo Nation really digs in and everybody gets on board.
It will be
really interesting.
One person at a time.
Exactly.
Donna,
have a good night.
Hey, Donna, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you and yours.
Bye-bye, dear. 1-877-528-8255 is toll-free. Rhetoric Harris is our special guest. We've been talking about the X-Zone Book Club, amongst other things. If you'd like to get a copy of Color Me Butterfly, you can get it at www.colormebutterfly.com, or you can get it at amazon.com, or go to your local bookstore and say, hey, I'd like to get a copy of Color Me Butterfly by L.Y. Marlowe. That's the book we're going to be talking about next month. Rhetoric and I will be in touch to let you know when L.Y. will be with us. And what we'll do is when L.Y. is with us, you'll be able to chat with her. You'll be able to call in, ask questions, discuss the book.
And in the meantime, too, Rob, once you get the chat rooms and everything, do you know what date you can give them when the chat rooms and message boards are going to be up?
Well, we're going to try and have a date for Monday when we'll be able to tell them when the site will be up
because
and running.
Because that's very important. The idea is to get everybody talking and discussing the book and supporting each other about the issue of domestic peace. And the book itself, and then, you know, of course, L.Y. will set that date later after everybody's gotten the book, read it, dialogue, get their questions together, what have you, and then we'll go for it. It's going to be great. I'm so glad we're getting support from it already.
Oh, so am I. Rhetoric, thank you very much for joining us. Happy New
Year. We'll be talking.
You bet we will. Take care, Rhetoric.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Rhetoric Harris has been our guest this hour. Talking about the X-Zone Book Club, www.xzonebookclub.com. The site is not up. We just have some information up there telling you about the club and how you can register. It's that simple. Just go to www.xzonebookclub.com. Helping people, one person at a time, that's all we can do. And that's the name of the game, because after all, if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. And here in the X-Zone, we don't like problems. We like solutions. When we come back from the news at the top of the hour at 6.5 minutes past, I'll be joined by my friend Ellen from Premier Psychics, who will be doing psychic readings for one and all who give us a call at 1-877-528-8255. Toll free at 1-877-528-8255. Lines are now open, so if you'd like to speak to Ellen and find out about your year 2008, now's the time at 1-877-528-8255. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.